people make buying decisions first based on emotion. Then they back up their buying decisions with facts. As a result, your why is an amazing way to show your potential customers that you care about them and to form a connection with them. Your why is essentially a single statement that tells your customers you do whatever it is you do to make their lives better and to solve a problem for them. And that is an amazing thing. Hey there, you're listening to the Priority Pursuit Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping small business owners define, maintain, and pursue both their personal and business priorities so they can build lives and businesses they love. I'm your host, Victoria Rayburn, and today I'm excited to share part 6 of 7 of our Marketing Guiding Statement series, where we are going to break down how to determine your small business's why. Now, over the last several episodes, we've been talking about the importance of developing your marketing guiding statements before your marketing strategy. This is because without clear messaging, you won't be able to connect with your ideal customers, hold their attention, or get them to do business with you. When you jump into posting to social media, developing a website, or creating reels, or like literally doing any other marketing task or tactic before creating your marketing guiding statements, you end up wasting a lot of unnecessary time and money on things that just don't work. And in this episode, I have good news for you. You see, today you are going to write your shortest marketing guiding statement. While your other guiding statements require a fair amount of writing, your why is short and sweet. So let's dive in. Now, if you've been in business for any time at all, and if not, that's okay. Like, heck, you're here, you are ahead of the game. But you have likely heard about the importance of defining your why. Now, your why is the reason your business does what it does. It is the single reason you serve your customers and work as hard as you do. And while it's important and healthy to have personal whys, so just for example, perhaps you work hard in your small business to provide for your family. For the sake of this exercise and for your marketing messaging, you want your why to be customer focused. In other words, why do you do what you do for your customers? The Priority Pursuit Podcast is brought to you by Tree Frog Marketing, a marketing agency for small businesses that takes the guesswork out of marketing. To learn more about our services, which include messaging and strategy development, website development, SEO management, content marketing, Google and social media advertising, social media management, sales funnel development, consulting, and more, visit treefrogmarketing.com. Again, visit treefrogmarketing.com to learn more about our services and to schedule a free consultation. Now, to write your why, you can do this with a really easy sentence formula. So basically, to write this marketing guiding statement, we just want you to write down, we do, insert what you do, because of, insert why you do it. So again, that's we do, insert what you do, because of, insert why you do it. So just so you have an example, I want to share Tree Frog's why with you. So at Tree Frog Marketing, our why is, we help hardworking small business leaders take the guesswork out of marketing, because they deserve to have thriving businesses and lives outside the office. So what we do, we help hardworking small business leaders take the guesswork out of marketing. Why we do it? Because they deserve to have thriving businesses and lives outside the office. Now, typically when business owners are encouraged to determine their business's why, it's so that they have a single statement that reminds them and their team why they go to work every day and to inspire them to work hard. And this is a very important reason to determine your why. However, it's also important to determine your why for the sake of your marketing messaging. As we've discussed in previous episodes, people make buying decisions first based on emotion. Then they back up their buying decisions with facts. As a result, your why is an amazing way to show your potential customers that you care about them and to form a connection with them. Your why is essentially a single statement that tells your customers you do whatever it is you do to make their lives better and to solve a problem for them. And that is an amazing thing. Now, once you have your why developed, there are 3 things I want to encourage you to do with it. So first, include your why on your website. Your about page is an especially great place to include your why. 2, create social media posts about your why. This is a simple enough post to create and will let your audience know why you do what you do. It'll be a great way to build connection online. And then 3, if you have an email list, include an email about your why in your nurture sequence. As you help your email list get to know you, this is going to be a great tidbit of information to share with them. Again, having an easy to read, understandable, customer focused why statement will 1, remind you and your team why you do what you do and inspire you to work hard for your customers each and every day. And then 2, help you form a deeper connection with your potential, even your current customers, because they will be able to see that you created your products or services specifically to make their lives better. All right, guys, that was part 6 of our marketing guiding statement series. Like I said, short and sweet, and we actually only have 1 more step to go. Now, if you've listened to other episodes that have been part of our marketing guiding statement series, then you may have already downloaded the first step to effective marketing for small businesses, writing your marketing guiding statements, which is essentially a free mini marketing guiding statements course. This mini course includes the 7 priority pursuit episodes where we've walked through marketing guiding statements and a download with written instructions and examples for writing your own marketing guiding statements. And you can access these resources at treefrogmarketing.com/marketing guiding statements. Now, guys, I did say before, and this is a 7-part series. This was part 6. If you go to treefrogmarketing.com/marketing guiding statements to access the mini course, you will get early access to part 7 as well. That being said, if you have been listening to these episodes and meaning to write your own marketing guiding statements, but just cannot seem to find the time to write them, we get it. The fact of the matter is, you are only one person, you can only handle so much, and between customers and your team and just everything that goes into running a small business, you are likely at max capacity. So whether you don't have time to write your marketing guiding statements, or you need someone with fresh eyes, sometimes, guys, it's just so hard for small business owners to write their messaging on their own because they're too close to their businesses. We get it. Either way, our team at Tree Frog Marketing would be more than happy to help by writing your marketing guiding statements for you. We have done this for hundreds of small businesses. Now, if you're ready to have clear messaging and a marketing strategy that actually works, I want to encourage you to 1, schedule a 15-minute consultation to discuss your business challenges and marketing goals with our team. You can do that at the link in the show notes. 2, count on our team to write your marketing guiding statements with your ideal client and your business goals in mind. And then 3, breathe knowing your messaging is effective and has the clarity and power to help your small business grow. If you'd like to work with our team to write your marketing guiding statements, learn more and schedule a consultation at treefrogmarketing.com/messaging. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Priority Pursuit. Thank you for investing your time wisely by taking the time to think about your messaging. As we've said in countless episodes at this point, before you can have effective marketing, you have to develop your marketing messaging. Your marketing guiding statements are simply an exercise and a process that is going to allow you to do exactly that. We cannot wait to share the last episode of this series with you so that everyone listening can have a clarified message and marketing that actually works. Thanks for tuning in. We can't wait to have another priority-driven conversation with you guys next week. Bye.